Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And today marks the beginning of the 2025 NBA Finals. I am so psyched for this. Every year I get excited. It's not really the matchup that I wanted, but I think it should be very entertaining. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to break it all down is our buddy Chris Miles. What's going on, Chris? What's up, dude?
You know, like you said, getting ready for the NBA Finals here in OKC. It's crazy because it feels like such a relaxed environment, but I know once we get into that arena, it's going to be bananas tonight.
So Chris Miles covers the NBA as a host for NBA TV. You know, let's go back to the start of the season. I think you could have predicted the Thunder getting here, but how about the Pacers? What were your outlook on both teams when the season started?
I think for the Pacers, there were a lot of questions. I mean, you know, we've heard Tyrese Haliburton voted the most overrated player, right? Because he did come off of a pretty poor showing in the Olympics where it was like, oh, he's got a participation trophy, right? And people kind of thought it was a fluke. And then people don't really recall this, but at the first month of the season, James Wiseman, you know, the guy they brought in, the former second overall pick in the draft, tore his Achilles in the first game of the season. Then Isaiah Jackson also out for the season. So it was like, they don't have a center. Okay, this team is done and over with, and they kind of sputtered out of the gate. It wasn't until January that they really hit their stride, and you went, oh, Tyrese Haliburton is playing at an all-NBA level, and here they are, peaking at the right time and in the NBA Finals for the first time in 25 years.
Chris, I really liked a piece that Justin Tinsley did for ESPN, the butterfly effect, the Paul George effect for this NBA Finals, 7 years in the making, as he talked about. Paul George playing for both these franchises, and the trades they made after getting Paul George helped them acquire Haliburton and SGA, the two starting point guards. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Your thoughts on that, Chris?
Yeah, I think the Haliburton part is the craziest part of it, because here's the deal. So Paul George gets traded, and you're like, Domantas Sabonis and Victor Oladipo become all-star players, right? So that was crazy in and of itself in that trade. And then Domantas Sabonis is flipped for Tyrese Haliburton, right? And then Haliburton really emerges in Indiana. So, I mean, the Paul George effect is crazy. And then you look at, like, OKC. Yes, they got SGA. But Jalen Williams, J-Dub, their other all-star, all-NBA player, was also one of the picks that they got from that trade. So Paul George, fathering all of these all-NBA teams that are here in the finals.
Chris Miles from NBA TV with us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. How do you view this coaching matchup? But I'm giving the nod to Rick Carlisle, as he's won the NBA championship.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, right? If you go back the last like 20 years or so, like what coach overachieved in the NBA finals? And you're like, Rick Carlisle is number one on that list because he coached the Mavs when they beat the Heatles with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Remember the Heat jumped out to an early series lead in that one before they completely baffled and bewildered LeBron James. And that's kind of the thing. If you look at the matchup between the Pacers and the Thunder, the first game that they played each other the day after Christmas, I mean, the Thunder just punched the Pacers in the nose. Then you look at that second game. Yes, it was still a big win for the Thunder, but the Pacers got more from Tyrese Halliburton, and they kind of started to figure some things out. So it'll be interesting as this series progresses to see if Rick Carlisle can come up with some tricks up his sleeve, because obviously the Thunder are the favorites.
Everyone's going to be looking at the two point guards, Halliburton and your MVP SGA. What matchup do you think is going to be the most crucial? I'm looking at Siakam, Jalen Williams. How do you think that matchup plays out?
Well, so that's kind of the thing. If you look at the Pacers, we all kind of point to the Tyrese Halliburton trade. But back-to-back trips to the Eastern Conference Finals and now a trip to the NBA Finals in 18 months since they made the Pascal Siakam trade. Here's a guy that was your – don't forget, he was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, right? Here's a guy who has won a championship in Toronto. So I'm going to be looking to see how effective he is early and often to kind of go, okay, whether or not this is going to be a series.
I'm looking forward to it. Tell us about the coverage that you'll be providing.
Yeah, our pregame show today, we're Central time, right? So it's 5 o'clock Central. I get that 6 o'clock Eastern on NBA TV. It's myself, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Isaiah Thomas. So 8 rings between those guys. I don't know how many words you're going to hear me say, right? It's probably going to be like, hey, Shaq, yeah, I got this, Chris. And then Kenny jumps in, and then Zeke's going to be like, well, I think this, Chris. And I'll just clap a little bit, you know, play my role there, buddy. But I'm pretty sure it'll be a fun pregame show, and it's one that I would tell people you'd really enjoy because Shaq has some interesting things to say that we've already talked about.
Yeah, so I love getting you on the show, Chris. Any stories from the playoffs so far that you can share with your coverage and all those legends you're working with?
Well, I messed up. So the Knicks were – it was the second round when the Knicks were down in game one to the Celtics by 20?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I told Chuck, Knicks in six. We're winning this game. And he looked at me like, this kid is, like, stupid, man. And then Shaq, like, looked at me and was like, all right, whatever. And they walked away. And then when the Knicks started to come back, Chuck was walking by. I was like, I told you, Chuck. He was like, you want to bet? And I was like, the thing is, I got to check it in the savings. I don't know if I really make this bet. And man, I wish I made that bet, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what we would have bet, but I really wish I made that bet because the Knicks definitely won in six.
That is so cool. Oh, man, that's awesome. Give us your official prediction for the NBA Finals. I will tell you, I'm kind of shocking my audience, and I'm picking Pacers in six.
Oh, A-1, you should never gamble. I'm going the Thunder in three. Man, so let me explain this to you. It's different. I try to explain to people, if you've ever played basketball against a football player, like, they're so athletic, they do things, you're like, man, this guy is annoying me. But here's the thing. Most football players don't understand the nuance of, like, what you're supposed to do in basketball. The Thunder got a bunch of guys who got football bodies and know what to do with it, right? Like, they move their hips in the right direction. And I called the Clippers and Thunder game on November 11th. You're like, Chris, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Let me tell you. So James Harden, in that game, did not come past half court 4 times because he was in the Dorcher chamber. And as I'm calling a game, Harden is like 2 feet from me. He's like, exhausted. When I go and look at this series, I'm like, when they put the Dorcher chamber on Tyrese Halliburton in 50 possessions, he took 2 shots. I just think that it's hard to overcome that over a 7-game series. So I really do have the Thunder in this one because of who they are defensively.
Chris, should I be excited for the Washington Wizards at number 6? Is there anybody that could change the franchise at number 6?
Actually, so I don't know if you know this about me, right? But these two draft classes, this one and the one that's coming up next, I've actually called their games for the NBA as part of their EYBL Scholastic League the past couple of years. And I should probably send you the link to my Trey Johnson interview, right? And Tomáš Mahlovac, I watched him play. The first time I saw him play was 2021, and he was supposed to be like a freshman in high school, and I was calling him a Carlos Boozer, and he was like, what is this kid, right? And I try to tell people, when they see Mahlovac, who is a three-point shooting big, he did not do that in college, teams are going to draft him way higher. So I'm saying this to say to you, if you look at the major prospects in the draft for the Washington Wizards, the sixth pick in this draft is as valuable as the second pick last year. And Alex Saar had a really good rookie year.
Yeah.
So look at it as you're getting a player maybe of a higher caliber than Alex Saar. However you want to look at that, I just think you got to make the right decision and you got to do your homework, because a lot of these guys have one or two warts that could like make their careers go south. But don't get it twisted. You don't want another Tyrese Halliburton situation, because the Wizards should have drafted him.
Yeah. Man, that was a great answer there. That was completely glass half full, because I'm thinking about how awful it is that we didn't get pick number one, two, and three. But you're so right that so many of these prospects are better than the top five picks last year. So you got me a little bit excited, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah, AWOD, thanks for having me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, just a fantastic start to the Stanley Cup Finals last night with the unbelievable come-from-behind victory for Edmonton. They steal it in overtime, 4-3. So Florida wins last year 4-3. Love how it went to 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. This year, it's Edmonton who wins Game 1. Game 2 will be Friday night. Tonight begins the NBA Finals. We went out on the fast break with AWOD and Chris Miles to preview the contest. Chris Miles from NBA TV. You can rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed that at 12:30. We will include it on the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio, that you can get on your ride home on Spotify, iTunes, or the free Odyssey app. Just search AWOD Radio. We got Rick Snyder to talk Commanders at 2 p.m., but I wanted to bring up a Dude Food story right now, because when we did our Busty Burger bracket, our victor, our winner for the best burger in Richmond, Virginia, was Easy Burger. And Easy Burger is in the news today as the lead story on Dude Food.
Dude Food!
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food? The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop!
He loves food.
Dude Food!
All right, so we've already talked about the chicken sandwich wars are back. It started in 2019. It was Chick-fil-A, the champ. Then Popeyes stepped in with their ginormous chicken sandwich that's so breaded. Sometimes, what'd you say, Stub? It's fried air. Right?
Yeah.
KFC was involved, as well as a few other chicken sandwich companies. And this summer, the chicken sandwich wars are back, but it's the snack wrap wars, right?
It is the snack wrap wars.
WW2 snack wrap wars. And right now it's McDonald's and Popeyes. Chick-fil-A does not have a snack wrap,
no,
correct?
They don't. Taco Bell in the future, though.
They
allegedly
will. Because Taco Bell has entered into the chicken debate as adding the
nuggets.
They do not have tenders, right?
No, they don't have tenders.
And
they don't have a sandwich.
Right. But
they
have
put, like, you know, there's chicken in some of their.
Yeah. No, every time we talk about it, it blows my mind that Taco Bell, the place that I used to love going to as a kid to get a number 7, you know, soft taco and a quesadilla, now serves nuggets and fries. Like, it's just wild to me that that happens. But anyway, it's beyond the point. It's Popeyes versus McDonald's. Chick-fil-A has a wrap, but it's a grilled chicken sandwich, so they're not involved in this as of now. But there's an update here in Richmond, Virginia. I mentioned Easy Burger, the champions of our busty burger bracket. Burger night is from 5 to 9 p.m. Thursdays at Easy Burger. Buy any burger or sandwich and get a second of equal or lesser value for just $5. Sounds great every Thursday. Or you could branch out and go bold with their new Pollo Diablo. Or sorry, I guess Pollo Diablo. A deep-fried, all-natural chicken thigh drenched in Diablo sauce, stacked high with house pickles, slaw, and creamy, easy sauce. Play it safe or spice it up. Just your call. Don't sleep on the deal. That's got me fired up, Stub, because I already love the Easy Burger Iron. I think it's called the Big Iron. It's one of my favorite burgers in town. Always go there, get their fries as well, and it's cool because you can kind of sit in the patio of Ardent and have a nice beer. Ardent's one of my favorite breweries in Scotts. They have entered the chicken sandwich wars with their Pollo Diablo. And here it is on Instagram, okay. Stub. It looks fantastic.
Oh,
that looks meaty. That's a juicy
and it's not
chicken
dry.
Sandwich. And it's not
a dry.
Dry
chicken sandwich is the worst thing you can make.
There's wet and there's wet. That's probably wet.
You know, you get voted the best burger in town. You try to make a chicken sandwich. It's a little greedy.
Oh, really?
That's what I think. I mean, why would I go there and not get a burger at this point?
Yeah.
It's the best.
Well, you can get a second one for $5, I guess. So you could do the combination there. So that's got me a little bit excited. Another Dude Food story that is local.
Okay.
Nightingale ice cream sandwiches. I've talked about them at length. I love them. They take your normal ice cream sandwich and they put steroids on it. My favorite is the banana pudding. They've got Cookie Monster. They've got like a chocolate one that's fantastic. They've got like 8 or 9 flavors plus an original flavor, all right? So Nightingale is based in Richmond. They announced, I believe it was May 30th, that they are investing $5.8 million to move into a brand new production facility and corporate headquarters that will also create 166 new jobs locally. The CEO said, "We began in the kitchen of a Richmond restaurant and have grown into something beyond what we ever imagined." She founded Nightingale in 2016. It started by getting into Whole Foods, Kroger, Fresh Market, Harris Teeter. Now it's everywhere. I think they have it at like River City Roll. They have it at Stellar's Grocery. They might even have it at Easy Burger. It's just like every place in Richmond is just grabbing these because people are obsessed with them.
This is the company that tricked you on April Fool's Day, right?
Yes, because I thought they had a barbecue ice cream. Yeah, and I would have eaten it because I'm obsessed with their ice cream
sandwiches.
Well,
you put barbecue sauce on French fries, I'm not surprised.
Just don't look at the calories of these things. That's what I would say because
If you're getting ice cream, you're making a concession.
Yeah, but they have received a ton of support from everyone in Virginia, especially here in Richmond. And the CEO said, "We're deeply grateful for the support, which will help us accelerate our growth while staying true to our Richmond, Virginia roots as we expand our commitment to this community and remain stronger than ever." If they were going to make a Richmond, Virginia Nightingale ice cream flavor, what would it be? What comes to mind for you?
What comes to mind of Richmond?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right? Something like river-based?
Something river-based.
River rat?
I love that we're called the River City, like we're the only city with a river.
Yeah, fully, every city is trying to get in on that now.
I know.
Pittsburgh's, oh, we're three rivers.
Yeah, Chicago's got a river. Like, yeah. What are we doing? I don't know. I feel like barbecue is pretty popular here. You think of like a ZZQ.
So now you're going back to what they did on April
Fool's. So I'm starting to be sold on it.
Yeah, I would eat a bacon ice cream sandwich. Barbecue bacon ice cream sandwich. That's.
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people sleep on candied bacon. Bacon can be used breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert in my mind. It's not going to be healthy for you.
No.
Your arteries are going to be upset.
I'm landing on watermelon.
Oh.
Because the watermelon
festival
is a big part of Richmond.
Yes. We got all the festivals.
It's one of the bigger. It's a top three festival.
It is. It is. I go every single year. That's not bad. I don't know that a watermelon ice cream sandwich would be that great. I feel like you need more oomph. Like, watermelon doesn't... Sometimes watermelon just tastes like water.
Well, like, you know what I mean? You gotta get a good one.
Yeah, but even if you get a good one...
That's a bad watermelon.
You gotta, like, blow it up with sugar to, I feel like, get the flavor.
Not if
you
get a good one, dude.
But if you did, like, watermelon lime, watermelon lemonade, I could get talked into that. Pink lemonade watermelon? I could be talked into that.
I could be talked into that, too.
If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. The Richmond Times-Dispatch dropped an article. The 100 best restaurants in Richmond of 2025. I have only been to one of the top 20. So we've got Justin Lowe, who is the food reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's going to join us next week and break down some of the best food options here in RVA. As it is, bit season, list season, as we continue throughout the summer here on The Fan. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. All things NBA to close out the show. Chase Hughes, who covers the Washington Wizards for Monumental Sports Network, will join the show at 2:30 to try to get us excited for some of the draft prospects that Washington will be interested in. They have the number 6 overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft. But tonight marks day one, game one of the 2025 NBA Finals. And I am going to attempt to recruit the audience members into supporting the underdog like myself here, all in on the Pacers. It's the Fast Break with AWOD, talking all things NBA.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a Fast Break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
All right, Stubby, Stubbs, you and Biff over here. I want you guys to do your own thinking, all right?
Okay.
Don't listen to the experts out there, the so-called NBA insiders. Do your own thinking and come to your own conclusions on this, all right? It's the NBA Finals tonight, and it's the Indiana Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it feels like the entire planet is on the Oklahoma City Thunder because they're deep, they're talented, they're young, they've come together, they have a chip on their shoulder after being dismissed early in last year's NBA postseason. They've got the MVP of the league in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and an all-NBA wing in Jalen Williams. The problem is they haven't been to the NBA Finals with this crew, and although they won 68 regular season games, we saw they struggled against a Denver Nuggets team that had a massive change in their coaching staff and quite simply didn't have a good enough bench to really make a deep run in this year's postseason. And so in my mind, the Pacers have had the harder route to the NBA Finals. And I'm not just going with, oh, all the reporters that are saying you have to pick the Thunder because they have the MVP. You have to pick the Thunder because they are the best team in basketball. How many years does the one seed win the NBA Finals? Not every year. We've had several years in which teams come out of nowhere as the 4 or the 5 seed. Even the Miami Heat as the 8 seed advanced all the way to the NBA Finals one year. It's not a sport in my mind in which, all right, you're the 1 seed, here it is, you guaranteed you're going to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. In fact, if this is a close game, I would argue, even though Oklahoma City has the MVP, the Pacers have more clutch players. You've got an NBA champion, an Eastern Conference Finals MVP in Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Halliburton, Nemhard had some fantastic shots in the postseason, and he did that in college as a clutch player. Nesmith exploded in the fourth quarter multiple times already in the finals. And don't sleep on Miles Turner and his experience being able to dominate the skinny seven-footer by the name of Chet Holmgren. So I'm rolling with Indianapolis. That's the case for why I'm taking the Pacers. Biff, I want you to do your own research, do your own due diligence here. Don't just say, oh, but Charles Barkley's picking the Thunder.
I promise you, Charles Barkley will not be the reason I'm picking the Thunder. I'm picking the Thunder because of one man, the MVP, SGA. Mm-hmm. Who do you have? I have a question for you. Matchup-wise, who's guarding him?
It's going to be defense by committee. It's going to be a little bit of everybody. They won't want to put Halliburton on SGA because you want Halliburton to be fully fresh for the offensive side of the ball. SGA is really good at going to the basket.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to get those phantom foul calls that he got in the Nuggets series in the NBA Finals. With all eyes in the world on this young man from Canada, if he's going to win the American trophy in the NBA Finals, he's going to have to do it with more grit and determination than he did in the Western Conference Finals, where he lived at the free throw line.
Yeah, he did. He did live at the free throw line, but got him points.
Yeah, and he also shoots a lot of mid-range shots. You know what Halliburton does? Yeah. He runs to the basket, and then he turns around, and he goes back, and he steps back behind the three-point line, and he hits fadeaway jump shots.
That's what we call
That's the difference in my mind in this series, is the Thunder are a drive-to-the-basket, mid-range shooting team, whereas I do believe the Pacers' three-point shot can be the great equalizer in this. And, look, you like local hoops.
I do.
UVA alum Rick Carlisle's already won a title with the Dallas Mavericks. You know who he beat? LeBron freaking James. You don't think he can handle SGA now and Chet Holmgren?
Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. And I'll be honest. I think game one will show you how this series is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think OKC, I think whoever's at home will win. I think it will be game seven, maybe six. I think OKC can get it done away at Indiana. Is Indiana a tough place to play on the road?
Ask the Knicks.
Well, I don't want to ask the Knicks anything.
Ask Spike Lee. Ask Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet.
They had it coming. They had it coming the entire time.
Look, I think that we're all going to know how this series will go based off of game one.
Yeah.
All right? And that's why I'm not just taking the Pacers to win the series. You're telling me you're giving me Pacers plus 9.5 game one? If the Thunder covered that 9.5 point spread game one, I'm going to completely change my tone about who wins this series. But I think the Pacers cover the spread, and I think it's close. Even if they lose tonight, it's going to give them confidence to steal a road game eventually. So I am rolling with the underdog. You can get a great value online, ESPN Bet. Sign up, promo code AWOD Radio. Stubb, you've been pretty quiet over there. All right, I know the Orioles have won a few games, but it's the freaking NBA Finals tonight, man.
Yeah, probably the Thunder.
He doesn't listen to me.
No one does.
I mean, my goodness. What is this? I just gave you like 150 reasons to pick the Pacers. Let me give you a couple more. If the Pacers win the championship, no team has ever won the NBA title with lower odds to win it all to start the season. All right? They were not favored to win any of the series that they've already won, including Bucks, a historic Cleveland team, and the New York Knicks, who had, it felt like, all of the East Coast rooting for them. Halliburton's got the chip on his shoulder after being voted most overrated. They have had the most 20-point comebacks in NBA postseason history, including three down by 7-plus in the final minute. They are doing what Reggie Miller did 25 years ago, and they're doing it on a consistent basis. And I do think that Halliburton is a better clutch player than SGA.
You said they're doing it just like Reggie. Mm-hmm. How'd that end for him?
He got to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, then what?
What did he lose to? Hakeem Olajuwon? Yeah. I don't see the Dream walking in, and I don't think they're getting that from Isaiah Hartenstein. You're riding with Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren, the skinniest white boys in the league, against the big Pacers down low.
You know what I think it is? I think their offense and defense, who's got the best offense and defense, like who they put together.
Thunder.
I think OKC has the best offense and defense ratio. I think Indiana struggles on the defensive end, and I think the Pacers, obviously, the offense is I mean, remarkable, especially when Halliburton is
the
on.
Thing is for the Pacers is they can play their pace of game and they can play your pace of game.
Yeah,
we saw
I
that
agree.
In the Knicks series. It's, you know, the Pacers don't care the pace of play. They're going to show up. And I do think game one tonight, it's going to come down to that second unit. If Obi Toppin is doing something, if they can get anything out of Thomas Bryant, TJ McConnell, that's going to be huge. For OKC, I look at like Kayson Wallace, right? Can he, Isaiah Joe, and Alex Caruso,
Wiggins,
can those guys step up? I trust the Pacers bench more than the Thunder, but I do understand the Thunder and SGA have the advantage at the guard position.
Miles Turner.
It could be an X factor for sure, especially if he's hitting his outside shot.
Yes, that would be huge.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll ask the expert next, Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Should start calling this show AWOD versus the world. Nobody riding with the Pacers harder than your boy. Got to get a win tonight or at least be in it. Give me Pacers plus 9.5. At ESPN Bet. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk Wizards and the NBA for Monumental Sports, it's our buddy Chase Hughes. What's up, Chase?
Not much, man. Good to be on with you.
Give me some reasons to be optimistic about the Pacers winning this series. Are you like all these other NBA insiders that it's all thunder all day and that they're just the best team in basketball and the MVP SGA is going to win the title?
Yeah, I've got the Thunder winning in five games. I really like the Pacers, but it's hard to pick against the Thunder, not only with how good they've been all year, but also just the matchups. Looking at how good their defensive guards are going up against Tyrese Halliburton, looking at Miles Turner and how he's going to have to face off against Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein, I think it's just a bad matchup for the Pacers. However, if I were to point to some positives, I'd give you two. One is that they've had a bunch of their players level up in the postseason, particularly as three-point shooters, guys like Andrew Nembhard, Ben Shepherd, Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah.
And it's been a few series in a row. So if that continues, then I think that could change the dynamic. And then one more thing would be Pascal Siakam, I think, has an advantage in this series because the Thunder are loaded at guard when it comes to defensive players. They're also pretty stacked at the big man spot. They don't have someone who is a perfect physical matchup for Pascal Siakam. So I think if he could take advantage against the shorter players that are inevitably going to have to guard him, then the Pacers might have a path to victory.
Stud, let's just roll that clip back in about 5 minutes. That was what I'm talking about, Chase. Let's go, Pacers. Am I just stupid, or what's going on with Jalen Williams here? Is he that good? I don't believe that he's as good as everybody's saying he is, 21 points per game. I kind of think he's going to be shut down a little bit here. I would see him maybe 13 points per game in this series. Am I going to be proven wrong about Jalen Williams?
Well, it could come down to that Pascal Siakam matchup, because I feel like he might have to guard Siakam, and you know, maybe vice versa on the other end, and he's 2 or 3 inches shorter than Siakam is. You know, Jalen Williams is a really good player. I mean, he is already all NBA. He's only played, what, 2-3 seasons in the league. I had a GM last year tell me he thinks he's going to make 5 or 6 all-star teams in his career, which is a lot. And that was before he had even made an all-star team. He's also all defense. He's a uniquely versatile defensive player who plays like a guard on offense, can create off the dribble on his own. He can also shoot. But on defense, it's almost like a Draymond Green in that he can guard players much bigger than him because he's strong. He's got really strong legs. He's got long arms. He's got a toughness about him. So he's a terrific player. I would stop short of some of the praise that he's being given. I had a question in a radio interview the other day, like, you know, essentially who's better, Tyrese Halliburton or him, because the Wizards passed on both of them. And I was like, well, let's settle down a little bit. Tyrese Halliburton's a franchise player. I think Jalen Williams is in a perfect spot as the number 2 or number 3 guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if Siakam really dominates that matchup, how much of an advantage does that give the Pacers? I almost think I could talk Chase Hughes into riding with the Pacers tonight at +9.5. But we got you on here to talk Washington Wizards. So, you know, throw out the name that you think is the best fit for the Wizards at 6.
I would say Trey Johnson of Texas. The question is, will he be there at 6? But he is a really good offensive player. He might be the best shooter in this draft. About 6'6" with shoes, kind of reminiscent of Devin Booker, the way he scores, you know, being able to move without the ball, shoot off the catch, but also create for himself off the dribble. I think he projects to be a 20-point scorer at the next level.
Wow.
And the Wizards, if you know, are talking about fit, they're drafting high enough and they're early enough in their rebuild where positional fit, I think, is secondary. You got to go best player available. You haven't solved anything. However, through their first two drafts under the front office that is now there, they've really overloaded on defense. So I think it would balance things out a little bit, and it would be a good fit if they get someone who could be a great scorer. And so Trey Johnson really fits that mold for me.
How about the Sudanese star from Duke, Kamen Malawak? Our buddy Chris Miles was getting us excited about the prospect of him going to the Wizards, saying that he's a much better three-point shooter than anybody knows.
Yeah, so Kamen Malawak, he, I think, is got a lot of momentum behind him. He's rising up draft boards. And, you know, when this process began, I probably would have pointed to the 18th pick that the Wizards also have is the spot that maybe they could get him. But I think if they want him, they got to take him at 6. And, you know, at first blush, it's like, well, they just drafted Alex Starr. Why would they need a second big man? But they do different things. They both protect the rim, so it'd be a great duo defensively in that regard. But Alex Starr is very versatile defensively and offensively, so that would allow him to roam around a little bit more on both ends of the floor. He likes to play on the perimeter, even though he's 7 feet tall. So Malawak could do some of the more traditional big men things, which is, you know, set screens, rebound, stay around the basket to anchor the defense, and allow Alex Starr to do some things that he's a little bit more comfortable doing. You know, on the shooting, I heard the same thing. I'm friends with Chris Miles. He's been telling me for a while, but, you know, it's not that I didn't believe him, but I believe it a little bit more now after going to the NBA Draft Combine, talking to Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, and Tyrese Proctor, the three other Duke guys who could all be first-round picks and are certainly going to get drafted. Cooper Flagg, of course, number one overall. All of them, and I believe independently, like, they weren't even asked about it. They were like, oh, yeah, he could be a great shooter, or he's got way better shooting touch than people realize. It's just not something they asked him to do last year at Duke.
Chase, with the Wizards falling out of the top three picks, I was so frustrated, and at first I think, like, man, does this change everything? Do we stop, like, everything that the front office has been doing and maybe try to make a massive trade for a disgruntled star like a Giannis? And then I've been thinking, you know what? We have to stick with the plan because we have to suck again next year to keep our draft picks. So it's tough being a Wizards fan right now. Give my fan base, our listeners right now, some reasons for optimism. You know, get us excited here for this upcoming draft. Is there a chance they trade 6 and 18 with the Sixers? I mean, that would get me fired up, dude.
I definitely don't think you can rule out them trying to trade up. I doubt they would move back, but who knows? You know, they've been pretty active looking for trades on draft night. First time they went through this, the new front office, they traded up a spot to get Bilal Coulibaly. Last year, they made two trades, including one to acquire the 14th overall pick and get Bub Carrington. So they like making trades on draft night. As far as where the Wizards fell in the lottery to sixth, I think it just means two things. One, it's just going to be a little bit more difficult to make that decision, right? The front office is going to have to do their homework a little bit more than they would if they got the number one or number two picks in particular. And secondly, I think long-term, it might not matter that much. Like, there's a decent chance that the best player in this draft is still going to be on the board at six. I think it's just not going to be as obvious. And also, it might take longer to develop whoever they draft at six. I think if they had gotten the first or second pick, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, you know, those guys were going to be ready, plug and play. Maybe you're making the playoffs a year from now. I don't know if this pushes the timeline back fully, you know, another year, but it just might mean that they're going to have to draft a guy who might take a little bit longer to develop, but ultimately might have a higher ceiling, because at the end of the day, what you have to take solace in if you're a Wizards fan and their front office is that the draft is extremely hard to predict. Even these guys who run front offices, who make a lot of money, who have all the information, way more information than we have been following these guys for years, they still get it wrong pretty consistently because it's just really, really hard to do.
Chase, great stuff, man. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Absolutely. Enjoy the finals, my man.
Yep, take care. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.